This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Tom Evans, the father of little Alfie Evans, the British boy kept in a Liverpool hospital without a full diagnosis, met with Pope Francis Wednesday. Pope Francis then again called for assurances that the dignity of Alfie's life be respected. Meanwhile, British bishops took a different take, assuring everyone that Alfie's hospital means well, and gave a political opinion that hospitals, not parents, must make final, tough decisions. They made no mention of Alfie's current condition or hospital plans to end life support and leave Alfie to struggle on his own. Despite assurances from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg that he wants Facebook to be an unbiased platform, new Facebook artificial intelligence tools are being tested in Ireland to ostensibly control fake news there. This news comes 6 weeks before a referendum in Ireland to either keep or reject pro-life constitutional protections. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps you have figured out that it is time to pray for our culture. 3 very simple steps. Act like a Bible character and, perhaps like Hannah, lay your complaint out to the Lord. Then ask God what he thinks. Ask him to respond. Lastly, offer your heart and ask God to make you willing to do your part to make a culture of life. An op-ed piece at lifenews.com tells how Planned Parenthood's $30 million being spent on November's elections comes from taxpayers. Over $500 million in Planned Parenthood funds come from the government. Considering that most Americans take mostly pro-life opinions, look for much of this campaign spending to marginalize pro-life sentiment. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.